We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale Arnold.
Or he's a gagger. When he's Puka.
No. Chuka.
Rich Keefe.
You know, like a story of a guy who's gotten beaten down on the old social media?
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Pick number 14 will be made by the Boston Celtics. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks.
Damn! Ow!
The WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house. It's Wednesdays with Wiggy. Of course, everybody knows what happened last night. The Bruins took a 3-0 lead in the best of seven series.
The series is over.
That's what he told me when he came through the door today.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Oh, we're feeling good. You like the new goal song? Bear Force 1.
No, I don't like this.
What do you mean?
It's like something out of this the 70s.
Well, maybe, but this is their
close
plane.
Enough.
They named a plane Bear Force 1.
Yeah, I saw
it
that
also
plane.
Happens to be a sweet dance band from the Netherlands.
Come on, y'all! Shake that thing!
Come on, Wiggy. Wiggy, you got to embrace this.
I'm trying.
He's moving a little bit.
Come on,
he's
moving. It's too like, it's like 70s. Like,
I don't know what year it's from.
Yeah, no, it's actually from 2000-something.
2008.
But it's a 70s sound, like, you know?
Yeah, I know. You got to be in a good mood. This is me in the second period yesterday. They're up 2-0.
What is this?
Dancing around my house.
It's Ghostbusters.
Bear Force 1.
It is a song by a band called Bear Force 1.
I thought it was the Ghostbusters
theme.
Nope,
it's a gay dance band from the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Probably on your iPod even now.
You should. Here we go. They're probably shooting up the iTunes charts right now.
We couldn't have gotten
Bruins
on the block to
do
this.
They're not Bear Force 1. This is Bear Force 1.
Bruins get the win last night, 2-1 over the Carolina Hurricanes because Tuukka Rask played out of his freaking mind in
Tuukka.
The first period.
Incredible.
Stood on his head.
Had 11 saves in the first 6.5 minutes, finished the first period with 20 saves. Carolina goes to the dressing room 0-0. Got to be thinking, what do we have to do?
They can't do anything.
And a minute 31 into the second, Chris Wagner scores, and they got to be going, oh, no.
I knew that game was over once that the Bruins killed off that 5-on-3 power play.
Yeah,
and
that
Carolina
was huge.
They had
to score.
They had to, and they couldn't score on it. I was like, this is a wrap. Tuukka, and even the goal Tuukka gave up, which was a very soft goal, was like, you know, something that we haven't seen Tuukka do all year.
Right.
It was like, you know what? He made a save before that where he comes across, going old school, stacking the pads. I'm like, wow, look at Tuukka.
He looked incredible.
No more Tuukka Rask.
No. He has been the best player in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's your MVP.
On any of the teams. Yeah, he is the leader in the clubhouse as far as that is concerned.
Rod Brind'Amour and the rest of the Carolina Hurricanes are looking at, we got no answers for Tuukka Rask.
Nope.
We got no answers for the Bruins' power play.
Yeah,
we
got
no answers for their penalty kill. And by the way, their third and fourth lines are killing us.
No, but they do have an answer for the power play. Stop committing dumb penalties.
Yeah, that is true.
How many of their penalties are like Justin Williams getting mad?
That was stupid.
He's dumb.
I think he's... The problem with him is after the first game, or what was it, the second game, whenever Marchand had him in the... Hooked him around the neck.
Yeah.
And that, I think...
He got away with one, but still...
But he should have did something in that game where he just dropped his gloves and just, you know, started maybe beating Marchand down.
But isn't that the easiest thing? And that's what we said even in the Toronto series where the Bruins were scoring power play goal after power play goal is don't take a penalty. Don't be dumb.
Dougie had, what, two or three of them in the first game that led right to goals?
And Williams had three, and he could have been called for four, five, six of them. Like,
yeah,
he was just,
series is over.
He was all over the place. Yeah, series is absolutely over. I mean, they're the better team everywhere. Like, at least with Toronto, you're like, ooh, look at their speed. Or Columbus, like, oh, they're tough and they have a good goaltender. Carolina is exactly what we thought going in.
They were relying on a 35-year-old journeyman goaltender making his sixth Stanley Cup start.
Hey, he's better than that other bum Morales.
No, what I'm saying, that's what they're counting on last night.
Yeah, that
they should have started
backup.
Him in game one. Who knows where they'd be?
They really should have. I can't believe this team won two playoffs.
Let me ask you something about this. The
Carolina or Boston?
No, forget about Carolina. That series is
done.
Let's take a fourth.
They're done.
All right. Bruins don't win the Stanley Cup. Is it a disappointment?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
I like that. I mean, I agree with you.
Your perceptions change as the playoffs go on.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody looking at it now thinks that the Bruins are the best of the four teams remaining.
They are.
They're the favorites of the four teams remaining. They'll be the favorites in a Stanley Cup final. If they get that far, they'd be a favorite against either of those other two teams. Yes, it's a disappointment if you don't win the Cup.
Failure?
Yes.
That too? I feel like San Jose is at least a real team. Like San Jose, you're like, okay.
San Jose's a good team, but the way the Bruins have been playing and...
Like what an opportunity. Like what? It's right there for you. All the top teams lose. You don't have to beat any of them and you go all the way to the Cup final.
And not only when you look at those other teams, San Jose's a good team, right? In the way San Jose is, I think, a tougher matchup. Right, but the way that the Bruins are playing versus like say San Jose, didn't they have to win two rounds in game sevens?
Bruins?
No, San Jose.
Oh, San Jose did. Yeah.
So there, you look at
In fact, they were both in overtime.
Right.
Both game sevens were in overtime.
You look at the way the Bruins are playing. Not only are they the best team left, they're playing the best hockey. And their goalie, as we all know, it isn't about the guys, those five guys on the ice for the most part.
Yeah.
It's about how your goalie's playing, and their goalie's playing the best out of any goalie left.
Yeah, he is fantastic. I mean, this one, it's comical,
the advantage they have. They have no holes except for Chara. That's
Chara. By the way,
I heard you say that.
He did. That was his best game.
Wiggy, he had one. Don't
clear
make
out.
A fool of yourself
no,
if
not.
You're saying he didn't play well last night.
I was watching the game.
I was at Hockey Town
watching the game with the boys after.
Yeah, well, you and the boys had a few too many. You didn't think he played well last night.
He was great. Listen, Wiggy, come on. I'm kind of on your side overall, but he was great last night.
He had one good clear out. The guy, what's his name?
You know what? Don't talk hockey anymore, Wiggy. You sound like
name,
a fool
Andre Skodovkov, whatever it is.
Arlovsky.
He's
looking for Svechnikov. He'll surround him.
The guy number 37 went completely
Bergeron.
Around him. Yeah, Bergeron went completely around. He had one clear out on a power play, which I did give him.
He played five and a half minutes shorthanded.
Listen, the blind love that you have for Chara is disgusting.
I don't have any blind love for him.
Wiggy,
he's
the blind hate you have for Chara.
I don't have hate for him.
If you can't say he played well last night, you do.
He didn't play well.
You know what? Don't you sit over there. Let the adults talk hockey, Wiggy. You sit over there.
Wiggy, you have a better argument for your stuff before when you're saying how he shouldn't be on your top pair.
That's all I'm saying.
You have a better argument for that. But not after last night. Last night, you say if he played like that more consistently, that's what he should do or whatever. At least go with that angle. You can't just say he was bad.
After watching the game, he was what he always is. You guys said
no. He was quicker.
Best game.
Yes.
Quick my ass, man. like I said, when Skevnikov or whatever the hell his name is, he looked real quick. Looked like a damn figure skater going in circles.
Listen, he's not the fastest guy on the ice, but I thought he was actually beating guys to pucks last night.
He is the only hole that they have.
He's not a hole. He's their third best defenseman.
Turnover machine. He can't clear the puck. Last night, there was a one time he had a backhand behind the net. He couldn't clear the puck out of the zone. And it almost
led to a goal a couple times. Okay. Listen, I don't think
they
he's
have
been
the
great
team.
This postseason.
Well,
but
thank
last
God
night
he's
was.
On the same line with McAvoy.
Honestly, there's something to that. McAvoy has helped him out this
year. That's why his plus-minus is so good.
The fact of the matter is, if you have an argument about how you think Chara has played at his advanced
stage, I got no issues with that.
I'm not even arguing with you.
Yeah.
If you then say he didn't play well last night,
you haven't got a clue. He played like he always played.
I heard you driving in to say
last night was his best game.
It was the postseason.
He played like he played in every other game.
Wiggy, you're just wrong.
No, I'm not wrong, Dale.
Come on.
Dale, you're wrong. I'm telling you, I watched this game.
At Hockey Town. Yeah.
With a bunch of guys that play hockey. Right? And we all were in agreement.
Are you serious right now?
Well, like,
you watched the game with a bunch of guys who play beer league hockey?
Yes.
So they're going to judge Zdeno Chara. Are you serious right now?
You sound like every caller we take.
There's about two or three guys that I played with that were better defensemen than Chara. One of those guys is my boy Bula, who was
Bula's not better than Chara.
Yes.
There's no way Bula's
better. Yes, shut down defenseman.
No, he's not.
So all I know is this from watching that game, and that was the thing we sat. It was like in the first period, we thought we were playing half court. We were like, is this a half court
game? The ice was tilted, as they say.
Yeah, it was all because of Chara, right?
He was a piece of it. But it was when you looked at him playing, we said this, man, Jesus, he's still the same Chara. Like,
I didn't see it last night. No. In fact, Carlo,
and then I heard
you guys on the radio talking
about how it was his greatest game. I was like,
it was.
I can't
said it was his best game of the playoffs.
Of this postseason run.
Yes.
His greatest game of this postseason
run. Yeah, which isn't a very high bar considering you think he's horrible. So.
I think he's a third pair of defensemen.
Well, not on this team he isn't. Well, not when you have Krug and Grizzlick.
But that's all I'm saying.
I love the end-to-end Clifton play, by the way. We haven't mentioned that. Where's this guy coming from?
You mean Connor Gordon Clifton?
Oh, it was great.
Only point is this, that if the Bruins lose, it's going to be because of the hole of Chara.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be because of Chara.
If they lose the cup final, because they're not losing the series, boy Babu out there on the second pair. Mula, you could put him out there.
Mula, would it be?
Bula, excuse me. You put him out there, they'd still beat the Hurricanes.
Right, they're still got. Yeah. All I'm saying is, if they don't win the Stanley Cup, it's gonna be because of something Chara did. Just mark my words. A bad turnover, him not clearing the puck, him getting blown by, something of that.
That's, you know what? That's a better argument than the one you made about he didn't play well last night.
Yeah, that's fine. Because if they don't win the cup, that means something happened.
All I'm saying is when I heard you guys driving in basically saying, oh my God, what a great game he had.
Yeah, that sounds just like, that's pretty much it.
I
thought he was good.
That's what I heard. Wait a second, he played like the Chara that I've seen.
Who were the best guys on the ice for the Bruins last night?
The best guys on the ice for the Bruins last night.
What do you got? Besides Tuukka,
I thought that Nordstrom had a good game. Great pass to Wagner, which Wagner's probably done broken arm. I would say that.
Oh yeah. By the way, any update on that?
Nothing yet. Okay. I mean, I don't think you're going to see him play again.
At least Achari's healthy, so Achari could take
Achari
a spot.
Achari was a healthy scratch last night. What they had is four guys basically for that fourth line. Achari would draw in, assuming that Wagner's hurt like we think.
But that's too bad. Scores a goal and then later on gets hurt. But
yeah, I thought Clifton played well.
Yeah, Clifton looked pretty good.
I thought he played
a little
well.
Hopping a step.
I thought he played well. I thought when you look at the team in general, I thought everybody played kind of the way that they've been playing.
Yeah.
Right? Moving around, speed, quickness, the third and fourth line getting after the puck. I thought the first line was okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Granted, they didn't have any points or anything like that. I thought
they did on the power play. Marchand had the goal on the power play.
Right.
I thought that when you looked at this team, they did what they did, and Chara played the way he played. He's the liability on this team. Would you not say he's their liability?
No.
If they don't win
don't win the cup, it's all on Chara.
No, I'm going to say it's going to be because of a play.
Win the cup, I feel like the first line will have gotten shut down.
Proven that they could score with their third.
No, I understand, but I think those guys could dry up, and you'd say, well, that's okay. Like, you're not going to be a scoring. Like, Wagner, you can't count on Wagner and Corrali and Grizzlick to score goals every game. Eventually, the top line, I think, when you go up against a better team, like, say, San Jose, top line's going to have to score. And if they can't, also, if San Jose or St. Louis doesn't commit a million penalties and give the Bruins a bunch of power plays.
Right, because aren't they like 57% on the
killing
ridiculous.
It on the power play? So you just need to stay out of the box against the Bruins. Then I think,
and that's what I said. And then the 5-on-5. Yeah. Where is the hole on 5-on-5? It's the captain, 33.
Well, Krug. I think you have a better chance of scoring against Krug than you do Chara.
Krug didn't play that bad. And Krug gives you something on the offensive end.
But I'm just saying. And if he's on the power play, I want him out there. But if it's 5-on-5, he's much more of a liability than Chara is
on the defensive end.
Yeah,
but
he's a defenseman.
But you get something with him on the offensive end, even on 5-on-5 play.
I understand.
You get a guy that can carry the puck.
Right.
Chara can't do nothing besides one poke check every now and then.
That's what you get out of him.
You get one good poke check.
He's 6'9".
That Dale says, hey, well, that's the greatest game I've seen Chara play this season.
That's not what I said. But
this playoff season.
You know, at least try to put words that I actually say in my mouth instead of making crap up like all the other stuff you're making up over there.
I'm going to tell you exactly what you said, Dale.
The video you put out yesterday looked foolish enough. You come in here and sound even dumber.
What video?
I don't remember.
The hockey video.
Oh, Wiggy puts out a different video every day. Yeah, trying to keep up.
I told you, there were guys that played better last night than Chara. This is what you said.
In his beer league.
I heard it driving in. I said, I can't wait to get to Dale and poke the Dalian because I know you said, I'm gonna try to get it as close as I can get it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You said that last night was the best game Chara played this postseason.
Yes, yeah. Said that.
I
yes.
said that, too.
You said he looked good out there.
Yes, and then I said
Rich,
that, too.
Rich, you yeah. said he yeah. looked quick.
Yeah, yeah. And beat guys to pucks.
And then
I said all that.
And then you know what happened?
What happened?
I heard a thump, and I was like, I drove off the road, and I almost crashed into a tree.
Might have been better off if you stayed there.
I said to myself,
yeah.
Were they watching the same guy?
I was at my house.
Were they watching the 2011 postseason run?
Yes, I thought he and Seidenberg were great last night. They were shutting everybody down. Those guys were tremendous.
And that's why I asked the question: is it a disappointment? And then my follow up was: the only way I feel like this Bruins team loses the Stanley Cup this year. What about this scenario?
Let me throw this one at you. Have you always been the biggest Tuukka Rask fan?
No.
He's been up and down, right?
Over the course of his career, I've always said that Tuukka's good enough to win you
a
cup.
Okay, so you feel that way.
Yes.
Now, something that Dale brought up earlier is if the Bruins sweep, there's a chance they could have, is it 12 days off? In between series?
So it'll be some time.
It's too much time. And how?
It's going to help some guys a lot.
It would help your boy Chara, because he's 48 years old.
But he never misses an optional skate. He'd be out there. You'd have to put him in like one of these chambers so you can get him healed up again.
Maybe you'll have fresh legs.
And I like Tuukka, and Tuukka has been the best player in the playoffs, mm-hmm. but you put him out of competition for 12 days. Is there a chance that he comes back and he looks maybe like he did the first few games of Toronto, and then maybe that's not good enough to win? Maybe that could be a reason why you don't win at all either, if you kind of freeze him out.
It depends on what you think of the long layoff, right? Sometimes the long layoff guys are able to get healthy.
Yeah, I think the last thing Tuukka wants is a long layoff.
He's seeing the puck well, Wiggy.
He doesn't want to change a thing.
He can play with me on Tuesday nights.
Oh, that keeps fresh.
Because they're really good up there in Hockey Town.
They have a good shutdown defenseman.
See, I always look at the long layoff helping players, you know, especially when you look at this team, right? I wonder if it helps a goalie.
We should ask Boucher that earlier. Yeah. I wonder, because like Chara, I'm with you 100%. It helps him. Even some
of the guys, Bergeron, got a lot of minutes.
All these guys who were hurt, like they're probably all hurt. Backus. By the way, Backus last night, he got kind of shaken up there a little bit.
He got a stick in the face.
That was hard to see. And then he ended up not playing a whole lot either. But all those guys definitely helps. But for a goaltender, I don't know. You'd think playing every other night or at the most having 2 days off has been a factor as to why he's been so locked in.
I'll get you the question next week.
Who's your goaltender?
I'll ask Fuji, plays goalie for me.
Yeah, see, love what Fuji
and he's an older guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's somewhere in his, I would say, in his 60s.
Wow. What? Even older than Chara.
Yeah, he's...
What the hell?
So that's the guy you're going to for your goaltending info, huh?
Your goalie's in his 60s?
Yeah, he's an older guy. He's still good, though.
Is he a big guy? Did he take a ball out of the net?
No, he's not a big guy.
It's like Duncan.
Yeah, he's a slender guy.
Is he like
Geico commercial?
What's his style? Is it more Tim Thomas or more Tuukka Rask?
It's more Jerry Chivas.
Same age.
He also doesn't wear a helmet.
Try not to butterfly.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Steve's in Boston. Hey, Steve.
Hey guys, how we doing today? Great. Ricky, I agree with you. Chara looked sloppy last night. But just to put it into perspective, the Bruins from this point on only have to go 5-6 and they win a cup. So if they do lose the Stanley Cup, then it's going to be a huge disappointment.
Right. Dale clearly was watching, you and Keith were watching a different game. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It must have been a replay.
Yeah.
You better get your boy Bolo up in there, man.
Yeah. We'll get Buller out there. He's a way better defenseman.
Bolo. That and the 63-year-old goaltender, and I think they got themselves a squad.
It sounds like a hell of a team.
Well, listen, there's another one, Dale. Alex. It seems like me, Alex, and what was his name that just called?
Steve.
Fuji.
Steve. Oh, yeah, Steve. Steve. Me, Alex, and Steve, we were watching a completely different game than
I guess
you two guys.
Alex is in Scituate. Hey, Alex.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time agreeing with you guys. I agree with Wiggy. Here's why. Whenever Chara has the puck in the defensive zone, he has one move. Well, he has two moves. It's either throw it over the glass and it's a penalty, or he just flips it up in the air to neutralize and it's an automatic turnover for the other team. But last night, did he do any of those things? He did that a couple times. Well, let me finish.
How many times is there a puck in the corner
and you see McAvoy bail out Chara and race to the puck first before giving him the opportunity? I feel like McAvoy would be better, a better pairing with Carlo, and he'd be able to he'd be, you know, his talents would shine a lot more.
They play the same side, though.
Bailing out Sara.
They play the same side, though.
Yeah, but it would highlight McAvoy's talents. I feel like
Alex, you're not listening, though.
I'm just saying
they play the same side.
Yeah, but why can't you go? Why can't you play that way? You can't play
the Bruins. This isn't Hockey Town.
Well,
so
you can
these
play two right
to...
defensemen. You can't pair that up.
They try not more to. Occasionally, you don't
you
have a
could.
Choice, but
yeah. you
try not to.
Oh, I'd then move Grizzlick up.
Tara's two greatest assets are his size, physicality, and that slap shot. And I never see him take the slap shot, and he's not nearly as physical as he should be.
You know what Chara brings to the table? This is the one thing that I will give him. It's still
leadership.
That's it. And that leadership probably comes in the dressing room.
Sure.
Because on the ice, he's just, you know, on the ice, McAvoy's probably like Jesus.
Well, McAvoy's definitely better, and that's fine.
Right. But
that's good. They're still a good pairing overall.
No, McAvoy's the better is
yeah,
the best
fine.
Player.
Fine.
Chara's a liability out there.
See, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, he
I
is.
I feel like that's a bit
and
of a
he's right. If look at it last night, there were a couple times where he had opportunities to clear the puck. He wasn't able to clear the puck. He gets run in the corner. He's constantly getting ran as a player. No one fears him anymore in that sense.
I think they might fear him
in the way of like maybe not fighting him.
Yeah, you don't want to fight him.
But do they fear him about hitting him?
Well, no, they want to get to the puck quicker than him, and
right,
then they get the hell out of there before
just,
he hits you.
Yeah, but they're just as physical on him. If anything, I see him getting hit more than he is delivering hits.
The Carolina Hurricanes are 0 for their last 11 on the power play.
Oof.
And you know who the primary penalty killer is, right?
Oh, of course he's the primary, because he's been the primary penalty killer.
So he's had nothing to do with that 0 for 11, right?
Well, if you're on the penalty kill and,
they don't score.
All he does is stand in front of the net. You make it sound like
he's... I think he's doing a little bit more than that.
No, he's not.
He was killing off a 5-on-3.
He's staying in the box and he's standing in front of the net.
He's killing a penalty.
Well, then fine.
He's playing his position.
If he's taking up space, great.
That's all he does. He's not clearing the puck, but he takes up
more space than Grizzlick or Krug.
He has three other guys around there that are probably carrying him
or
on the
two other guys.
Bergeron and Marchand at times. That's McAvoy who's out there. It's not like Charles, this guy who's constantly clearing the puck. When you see the they don't lean on him.
They clearly do. Cassidy, he had more shorthanded time than anybody else.
By far. You know why?
Why?
It's the Chara legacy. That's it.
I know, but he's killing the penalties off. They didn't score any power play goals.
If they don't
score, not doing it. It's the other two guys.
Oh,
the
it's
other
not him.
Guys.
It's everybody else.
You have to get some credit on that.
If I'm on the power play, right? If I'm the one of the on the PK, if I'm one of the three other guys or the four guys, and all the other guys are kind of doing the work, clearing the puck, and every blue moon, I take the puck and I clear it.
No, because basically what you're saying is he's useless. So when it was a 5-on-3, it was a de facto 5-on-2. You're going to score if only two of the guys are doing something.
It was a 5-on-3 that he
had. I know,
but
what I'm saying is if he sucks so bad, it's really a 5-on-2.
You know what? It wasn't him on the on that 5-on-3. It was Tuukka Rask. Who made a ton of saves.
Sure.
It wasn't like they constantly cleared the puck.
So everybody on the ice gets credit but him.
No,
that's
kind of
what you're saying.
No. The credit on the 5-on-3, in my opinion, didn't go to the PK. It goes strictly to the way Tuukka was on that penalty kill, because he made a ton of great saves on that 5-on-3. And then, or the 4-on-3 that turned into 5-on-3.
I also think part of it is, no matter who was on the ice for the Bruins, Carolina is inept. I think that they are a mess. They're all making fun of Dougie Hamilton, who on the 5-on-3, he's out in like no man's land.
Yeah, they're lost.
Like, hey, move in here. Move in here.
Mentally,
we got a good shot.
Mentally, Carolina,
they're
done.
Bad.
The Bruins are in the
they're
head.
Bad.
All I said is that when you look at this Bruins team, the only hole that they have is Chara. And that could potentially poke its ugly head, because he's one of your top pair defenseman.
So you get locked into this top pair thing.
That's
because
what it is.
Obviously at Hockey Town, that's a big deal to you.
No, we
there are three.
Somebody's
there
not
are
playing
three
good, they're coming off the ice.
So tell me who's going to be on your top pair instead of him.
I would rather. I'd rather have Grizzlick and McAvoy up there.
Grizzlick would be better as your top pair defenseman
if
with McAvoy. McAvoy's already there.
If I was going to move anybody up, I would. But you know. Dale, you tell me that.
Wiggy,
just tell me
who you
Kahlo.
Want.
I'd move Kahlo up there.
He's the wrong side, Wiggy.
Well, I'd say, hey,
I know at Hockey Town that doesn't matter. In the NHL, it does.
Listen, Ovechkin plays the left wing and he's a right shot. So you can.
Okay, then I think we've solved it. Then.
No, but it's
they don't want two right defenseman but on if, the same pair.
But if you're looking at your team and you're saying, we might have a liability on our top pair,
they
how
don't
do we
think
fix
that, that he's the liability
that's the
you
problem.
Do.
See, that's the problem.
Because you know more than they
no,
do.
No. Clearly in this situation, yeah, because that's the problem. When you look at this Bruins team, what's the one liability on this team?
I don't think they have
right
one.
Right now, they seem to be pretty good
right,
across
they're playing
the board.
Good, but if there was yeah. a if there was a hole or a liability, what would that be? Come on. You got
Krug?
You can't.
Defensively?
You wouldn't say Chara defensively?
I would not.
No.
Man,
no,
you
right
guys are, listen, you guys are smoking that Chara Kush. That's what that is.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got a trap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And...
to check the time as it's.
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Call that
you
what
love
you
it.
Call
noon
it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house Wednesdays with Wiggy. And we talked about the Celtics last hour. We've turned our attention back to the Bruins here in this hour. And the Bruins have a 3-0 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes in this best-of-seven series. They are one win away from a Stanley Cup final against either San Jose or St. Louis. They are 5 wins away from a Stanley Cup championship.
I'm going to do a little scouting tonight. I'm going to do a little San Jose-St. Louis scouting tonight.
I've been scouting
tonight.
San Jose. I've been
They're
scouting
good.
Them. They are good. Obviously, the Thornton thing. See, if you don't know me, the thing that I love about, I love hockey in general.
Sure.
But I do love to see... you know, the black athlete do well in
is
hockey.
Is that right?
And Evander Kane is a good one. So I follow all of the black hockey players.
Good.
And so that's why I scout.
Who are you going to be rooting for then?
If it's I'll be rooting for the Bruins.
Oh, okay. Whew, you had me going there.
But I do like to, you know, I do like to see. You know, I have a son who plays hockey. So, you know,
good.
He likes to look up to athletes that look like him playing the sport he loves.
Fair enough.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
He looks up to you playing.
Yeah, you're out there.
Right. But, you know, I play at a different level than those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. It sounded like the fellas up at Hockey Town had some pretty strong opinions.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. I told you I was the MVP of my Bear League.
Good.
You got a 60-year-old goaltender. Yeah. How hard can it be?
He's the Conn Smythe over here.
Well, when you got a guy like me who puts a lot of, you know, stuffs a lot of mushrooms, hey, you know, you generally.
Let's take a call.
You generally.
Mike's in Drake. And hey, Mike.
You don't need to stop many shots.
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Mike?
How we doing today?
Great.
So Wiggy, I'm sorry, bud, but I got to ask this question, okay?
Yes.
So the Bruins have won 6 straight playoff games. I haven't done that. Dale will tell me if I'm wrong. I want to say it was 88 or something like that.
1978.
Sorry. So, thank you, Dale.
Yeah.
So Wiggy.
Yes.
How can you have somebody be their weak link when they've won 6 straight? Now, listen. Yeah, he knows that he's not the best defenseman in the league. He knows he's not the defenseman that he was 10 years ago.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
Right.
Okay? But listen, it is what it is, and he's not as bad as you think he is.
But he's not my argument has always been this, Mike, and I've said it, and I'll say it. He should have been gone 2 years ago. I've said that. The Bruins didn't want him to do that. They didn't want to move him out. I understand that is because who he is and what his legacy means to the organization. But I said, okay, if you don't want to move him out, he should not be on your first or second pairing as a defenseman. He's a third pairing defenseman, and if you want him there, I got no problem with him being there. But he's not a top pair defenseman.
Okay, but you got to listen to Dale when Dale tells you that you can't because that's not possible, okay?
What's
and,
not
you know,
possible?
Don't forget,
he's
Wiggy,
a left,
right?
He's a left defenseman, Wiggy. He's a left defenseman. You've got him paired with Charlie McAvoy.
Our argument has been they should have done something a while ago.
Okay, they didn't do that, though.
Yeah,
and now
here we
are. Move
we're in the playoffs now.
Right.
You have who you have.
If you want my thing, say I'd rather see
Matt Grizzlick would be better than Zdeno Chara.
Yeah, because I guess...
The all-BU pairing.
You're playing... Because McAvoy's carrying Chara anyway, so he can't do no worse carrying Grizzlick.
Wiggy.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. When you think he's going, don't forget, being 6 foot nine and having almost, what, a 45-inch leg, okay?
Right. Oh, leg.
You know what I mean? His stride, look it, he's not going to be an issue, Wiggy. Trust me. Okay.
Well, I mean,
listen to Dale.
Mike, I think that's going the other way. I think Mike and you are two extremes because listen, I'm not saying Charo's the perfect player, and you know what? If they lose in the next round, would not shock me in the slightest if there was a play where you say, "Oh man, like his speed or lack thereof cost them
as opposed to a cup."
Or a turnover, or he didn't clear the puck, or he got knocked off the puck.
I just feel like your argument, and everybody who's called in and has supported you, your argument would be better after a different game than last night, where he actually looked a lot better.
He played like he did. I don't know what game you watched.
I watched it actually twice.
You sure?
I watched it
You might have to watch it one more time.
I watched the All 11 video.
You might have to watch the All 22, whatever the hell it is. All I said, and I will stick to my guns.
No, I've noticed.
Yes. That when you look at him...
By the way, just a quick interjection. Have you ever said, you know what, I was wrong about that?
About Chara?
About anything.
Yeah, but Chara...
Just about anything.
Yes.
Have you ever said I was wrong about that?
Yeah.
What was that? What was the most recent thing you were wrong about?
What was the most recent thing I was wrong about?
You keep answering a question with a question.
He doesn't have one.
I know, but I'm trying to think because it's hard for me to be wrong because I'm never wrong.
That's the point. That's the point we're making.
When I, you know, saying I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we know the answer.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You were wrong about Endgame not being good.
No, it was. Endgame was horrible.
No,
that was horrible.
Horrible.
Yes, and people would agree with me.
No, they
would. Horrible.
Or maybe Rossi would.
I 100% agree. It wasn't horrible.
You're full of baloney.
I'm not full of baloney.
We're both full of baloney.
When I say
you're
horrible,
full of baloney,
when I say horrible, it was not very good. It was a dud.
It's hard for me to really respect any of your opinions after that.
I'm going to try to think about something I was wrong about.
Good luck.
Might take a while.
Thoughts and prayers. Chris in Rhode Island. Hey, Chris.
First of all, Endgame was awesome. You're 100% wrong on that.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
They did the Hulk dirty.
But Wiggy, you're 100% right on Chara.
And I agree.
Listen, I know who he is. I know his what his name's like in this area, but... Right. The bottom line is he has gotten lucky a few times. He's had some big turnovers in the offensive end right in front of Rask, and Rask has bailed him out more than once throughout these past couple series. And we've won some of these games in spite of that.
No, but Chris, I love the guy, but
he's 42 years old.
He can't do what he used to do. Listen, I'm not talking about the entire playoffs. I'm talking about last night. I thought last night he was really good. Overall, fine. There's been issues.
Last night he made a key mistake. He wasn't able to clear the puck out. It was on the right side of Tuukka Rask on the wall. He gets checked, loses the puck. Carolina gets it back, and they ultimately make a good drive, and I think that's when the guy gives the pass across where Pasta just misses it.
Now, I'm going to say that last night was probably the best game he's had in the playoffs. Overall, I'm we're talking about the weak link. I agree. I think he's the weak link right now.
Jeez.
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
Talking about a 42-year-old guy that's been doing this a long time. He can't skate like he used to skate, and he just doesn't seem to have it. And I'll tell you right now, they've won a couple games in spite of him.
You know what's happening now, Dale? Is the Tuukka haters have nothing to say.
No, they're really lonely right now.
There's nothing. So you say, well, I got to complain about this team somehow.
But it's not
a complaint. Where can I turn?
You're calling them a liability.
And you say, if they lose, it's going to be his fault.
When you look at this team and you say, this team has everything going for them.
They do.
Your third and fourth line is playing great. Your power play is great. Your PK is great. Your goalie's standing on his head.
Right.
Everything is good. And the road in front of you.
It's opened up, right?
You don't have that loaded team.
No, you don't.
And so when you look and you go, okay, what could be the one issue that could rear its ugly head that might potentially hurt the Bruins and not allow them to win a Stanley Cup?
What I think it is
Chara.
I love that guy. No, I think it is if the team that they play is not dumb and doesn't commit penalties. If you force them to play 5-on-5 the whole time, I think that is the best chance for St. Louis or San Jose to win.
So they play 5-on-5. He gets the most minutes besides McAvoy? right?
McAvoy and Carlo.
Well, they're the same defense pair. Their minutes are similar.
Depending on how many power plays you get, right, I guess?
So Chara's on the ice a lot. So there's going to be an opportunity where he might turn a puck over against, let's say, San Jose, leads Logan Couture. Okay. We saw the turnover by what's his name? Burmeister, whatever the hell his name is, on the short end of the goal where he makes his turnover, creates an opportunity, turns it into a goal.
All right, let me help you out here, okay? Because he's on the top defense pair with Charlie McAvoy, right?
Yeah.
They're the top defense pair.
We can all agree on this.
Okay,
right?
I agree on that.
He doesn't
But he is there.
We can all agree. So who do they play against virtually every shift?
They play against the other team's first line.
The best offensive players the other team has to offer, whether that's Toronto, Columbus, now with Carolina.
Right.
He leads the NHL in playoff plus minus, playing against the best the other teams have to offer, but he's the weak link.
Who else is on that? Who else is up there plus minus on the Bruins?
Number two is Danton Heinen.
Okay.
Charlie Coyle.
All right.
Number three is Charlie Coyle.
Right.
Number four is Charlie McAvoy.
All right. Well, McAvoy's been carrying him. I mean, it is what it is.
But his is better.
But he gets more.
I mean, I know it's not as simple as the plus minus, but that's still hard to argue with.
But no, the plus.
He's the best in the playoffs.
He's playing against the best the other team has to offer. Listen, every night, virtually every
shift.
The plus
minus in hockey.
Oh, that's an aberration.
The plus minus in hockey can get a little skewed. My plus minus is great at hockey time. Yeah. You know why? Because every time I score a goal, I get off the ice. That's it. The plus minus is so skewed because if your goalie happens to be like Tuca and you're out there on, let's say, the PK and you're and you're able to get a shorthanded goal, which we've seen.
They don't have many in the playoffs.
Well, we've seen them do that.
But not that many in the playoffs. So we're talking about the playoffs.
Where's he getting his plus minus from?
Because they don't give up any goals.
Well, if they don't give up any goals, they got to be scoring goals, right?
They're not
scoring a ton on 5-on-5.
No, they actually are.
We're not with their first line.
Their 5-on-5 goal scoring is really good in the playoffs.
But hasn't their goal scoring been huge because of their power play?
In this series.
Goal scoring. Yeah.
Playoffs?
The first two stories. Thank you, Jim.
Right. So we're talking about this series? Or are we talking about the whole?
We're talking about the playoffs.
No, he's a plus 11 for the postseason.
Playoffs?
Yeah, that's right.
Talking about?
For the whole playoffs.
Okay.
He leads the NHL.
So that's skewed.
That's an aberration.
If you watch it.
Throw that
one out. Are you watching the games?
No, I hardly ever tune in. No.
All right. You're there watching the games constantly. You watch them probably more than anybody else. You're telling me because he has the highest plus minus, and that would mean he's playing.
No, what I'm telling you is that you saying he's the weak link makes you sound stupid.
No, it isn't. Just because his plus minus is high, that doesn't mean that he's
How can he be the weak link if he's playing against the best offensive players and has the best plus minus in the league?
Watch how his performance is.
Oh, okay.
He turns the puck over. Now, he's been fortunate enough where they haven't scored goals on him for him to get minuses. And why haven't they scored goals? It's because the way.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tuca's been playing.
-779-7937 is the telephone number. And by the way, I love Matt Grislick. I like everything about him.
Yes.
Guy that Wiggy wants to put on the first defense pair with Charlie
McAvoy.
You don't
love him as much as Wiggy does.
He's minus two in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, but I'm looking at Chara so far in this series, he's a plus two. And then in the Columbus series, he was only a plus three.
Uh-huh. So he was plus six in Toronto.
So that's the Toronto series.
So he's
series.
Plus 11.
Right, so the Toronto
Matt
series.
Matt Grislick is minus two, and you want Grislick to replace Chara on the top defense
pair. So the Toronto series is what really got him to being a good plus minus.
Because it was a seven-game series.
Yeah. But right now.
So what's your point?
But I don't think plus minus is the be-all end-all.
Because Danton Heinen is not the best forward.
No, but the way, Dale, you make it sound like is he's got the best plus minus in the NHL.
Well, he does.
Right. But the plus minus is,
against,
I agree with
against
Rich.
The top offensive players the other team has to offer. I love me some Matt Grizzlick. He's not playing against the top offensive players.
Right.
He's a minus two in the playoffs.
Right, but if you look
you want him on the top defense pair.
But if you're going, if you're basing it off of plus minus, because I was doing like plus minus, who leads it in this series? Isn't Coyle with six? Isn't he a plus six?
I don't know for the series. I'm going to tell you right now for the whole playoffs.
I'm going to tell you right now. I believe this series, he's a six. He's a plus six. So he's your leader plus minus. I've always said that the plus minus is skewed. You're banking because you keep telling me Chara's a plus 11, best in the NHL.
But I think I agree. You're not going to rank the best players in the league strictly off of plus minus.
Right.
I get that. However, if you're going to say a guy is a liability or he sucks, I find it hard to believe that he could also lead the league in that category.
No, but if you just watch the game,
no, I usually do.
If you watch the game,
unless I'm busy that night,
and
I usually do.
And you look at what he does.
I'm like a hawk. I am on Chara every game.
He is the liability of this team.
All right. I think he's had some bad games.
And
luckily,
like one of the callers said, the way that Tuukka has been playing in this postseason has probably bailed him out at times.
He's bailed everybody out.
Bailed the whole team out yesterday, last
Not
night,
just
in the first
Chara.
But the reason why Chara's plus minus is usually probably better, is usually decent, because he plays a ton of minutes. So he has more opportunity to be on the ice.
There's also more opportunity to have goals scored against them.
But yes, that's true.
But they don't.
When your goalie's playing as well as he is, there's going to be a lot of people with pluses.
Is Tuukka not the goalie when Grizzlick's on the ice?
No, I'm not saying he's not the goalie.
Oh, it's Halak.
Oh, the Halak rushes out there.
It's like a fire
drill. Yeah, but that's
like
saying your minuses. Like, that would be like saying your minuses in this series. Marchand's a minus one. Backes is a minus two.
In this series, yes.
Yeah, in this series.
Yeah.
But I'm not
surprised that Backes is a
minus. Because you don't get pluses for power play. In this series, power play's been the biggest difference.
Yes.
So that's why the numbers that you're looking at, you've ignored the fact that the power play has dominated. You don't get pluses for power play.
Yeah, but the power play's dominated in this series. I would say the last series, too, the power play dominated.
No, it didn't.
No.
It did in Toronto. In Columbus, it didn't.
The Toronto series. Excuse me. Yeah. Their power play has been good in this postseason run.
It has.
It's excellent.
Very
best
good.
In the league.
Very, very good.
Yes. Jim's on the cell phone. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
Really good.
I need to straighten Wiggy out.
All right.
Good luck.
Straighten me out.
All right. This you can take back to your beer league, guys.
Okay.
When you're watching the game. Chara alters the other team's play and decisions. Because of his presence out there, little things are granted. He's not great in shot in small places because he's not quick, and he depends on his other guys to help him out with the puck. But when you have to go wide as opposed to going inside because of his reach, because of his presence, it changes the way you play the game. And you know in hockey, one little delay messes up a play, and that's the difference, and that's what he brings.
Yeah, but I don't think he brings that anymore because that reach that he's been very good at in years past, nowadays it's negated because these guys are so much quicker than him and they're able to create the space that they need with their ability to blow by him. Just like last night we saw it when I told you how do you say his name? Andre
Arlovsky.
When Arlovsky went by him and had...
Don't lead him down the wrong path.
He had, on one play, he had two opportunities to score a goal. He blew by him, missed on the backhand, but then had another chance to knock it in. That's the difference now. It negates that every now and then.
Did anybody ever get around like Krug for a play?
Well, I mean, but that's... But we know Krug's a liability on defense, right? We know that.
So we've talked about the three left defensemen they have.
Right.
Right.
Chara, Krug, and Grizzlick.
Right.
Who do you think should be your top left defenseman?
I don't think it's Chara.
Okay, I just gave you three choices.
I would say Grizzlick, and I would, you know.
Grizzlick might be the best at certain things, right? Like, I don't think he's your best straight-up defenseman.
He's not
your best offensive defenseman. No. But as far as clearing the puck, getting it out of there, I think he's good at that.
Right. Krug's a liability in the defensive zone.
He is the worst of their defensemen.
Right. But
Defensive defenseman.
Yes. But he gives you something in the offensive
zone. He's very good at that.
Grizzlick, like you said, is not great at one thing, but, you know.
He's fine.
Chara is a liability in the offensive zone, and he's a liability in the defensive zone because he turns the puck over like crazy.
I don't know how he's doing what he's doing.
It's amazing.
Considering the deficiencies really in his game.
Because he's got his plus minus. He's got
it's pretty high.
I don't know how he's
doing 11.
I don't know how they're now one win away from a Stanley Cup final,
well,
given how
they
bad Char is.
Well, no, I didn't say it because Tuukka's playing out of his mind.
He is playing out of his
mind. So you got to
For everyone.
Listen,
not just Char, for everyone.
But we're talking, you keep asking me who should be the first
pair defenseman. Yeah, because you keep harping on it.
And I told you Grizzlick.
The minus two guy,
yeah,
as opposed to the plus 11
that,
guy. Yeah, I keep trying to give you some
facts.
But
you know it's skewed, though.
How's that?
The plus minus is skewed.
How?
I know, but they all have the same. It's the same formula for everybody.
It is. Your leaders in this series alone is Coyle and Heinen.
Yeah.
6-4.
Yes.
Okay, so
well, and they've also played really well.
So
Coyle's been one of their best players all postseason.
So why not move those guys up? Right? If you're saying
move them up to where?
But if you're saying it's about plus minus because you don't want to take Grizzlick, who's a minus two, and move him up to your top pair, that's what you're telling me.
Why would you weaken both defense pairs?
You wouldn't be weakening defense
pairs. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I think you'd be getting stronger.
Okay. Well, Wednesdays with Wiggy is over for
another
this week.
Another success. I would
beautiful
say so.
A rousing
crushed
success.
It, Wiggy. Leave him wanting more.
You guys,
that is
on,
it.
You guys who are on the line, stay right there. We'll get right back to the calls. Coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.